And now this is a dictation for Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, Rickert, R-I-C-H-E-R-T, July 9, 2026, addressed as a letter to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, N-P, 463-2249. Dear Mrs. Rickert, a follow-up for, excuse me, dear Mrs. Barnhart. A follow-up for Mrs. Rickert with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, prior problems, electrolyte, low sodium and high potassium, last visit in December. She's hard of hearing, uses a walker, chronic back pain, no hospital visit, comes accompanied with her daughter, complaining of cold all the time, no falls, other extensive review system being negative, medication list review, I will highlight the lisinopril, Norvasc, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today weight 118, is stable, elderly person, very pleasant, no respiratory distress, frail, lungs are clear, has a systolic murmur, probably aortic valve, no pericardial wrap, no ascites, tenderness and masses, no major edema, some degree of muscle wasting, non-focal, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine 1.38, which is baseline for a GFR of 35, stage 3B. Minor low sodium 136, presently normal potassium acid-base nutrition calcium. Phosphorus less than 4.8, anemia 11.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B. Slowly progressive over time, over the last 1 year. Underlying hypertension, very small kidneys, 6.3 and 7.2, without obstruction or urinary retention, no indication for dialysis, which is done for symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or severe volume overload. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. We will do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, as long as iron levels are appropriate. Present sodium, potassium are very close to normal. No evidence of metabolic acidosis. No need for phosphorus binders. Good nutrition. Chemistry is stable. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. End of dictation.